Good morning, everyone. Juarez and El Paso, the yin and the yang of the U.S. and Mexico relationship, the yin and the yang of immigration reform in the United States, the debate, the troublesome debate that the president will address later today as he travels to El Paso and gives a speech. It's also the yin and the yang of the drug violence that has characterized so much of the stories and reporting out of the border area over the last 2 years. Joining us now to talk about what the president may address as he travels to El Paso, Texas today, and what they're maybe hoping to hear, are Bob Cook, president of the El Paso Regional Economic Development Corporation, a private nonprofit entity that recruits industry to El Paso and Juarez. Bob Cook, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Also joining us, Dr. Norma Mendoza, marketing professor at the University of Texas at El Paso, but originally from Juarez. Dr. Mendoza, good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's hard for me not to feel very cynical. Oh, here we go again. Someone from the White House is supposedly addressing immigration reform. It seems to me that the institutions in the United States are dead set against making any progress, and maybe even institutionally are incapable heading into an election season. Dr. Norma Mendoza, are you hopeful this morning?
I am hopeful. I mean, I can't help but share some of your cynicism as well, because we are ramping up, you know, with people declaring candidacy and campaign mode beginning to start with the rhetoric sort of rising from both ends. It's hard not to be a little bit cynical and think that this is a opportunity just to create theater. But
right.
I am hopeful that we're going to hear some proposals or some definite timelines on where comprehensive immigration reform is going to take place.
And that's a real personal issue for Dr. Norma Mendoza, who came here when she was 19. She's currently trying to get U.S. citizenship, originally from Juarez, but as a marketing professor at the University of Texas at El Paso. All right, pretend for a moment, I know it's hard, Bob Cook, that I'm President Obama, and I meet with you, I'm shaking your hand, and you have the opportunity to say, President Obama, there's one thing you should know about El Paso, and it's this, blank. What would you say?
Well, that I would say two things. We're the safest major city in the United States, and our economic future, as well as the economic future of the United States, is largely tied to Mexico, and so we need to help.
And is immigration reform something that's going to help you, or are there people in El Paso who feel the same way folks in Arizona do, that maybe there's an insecurity along the border that needs to be addressed?
No, the feeling about Mexico and Mexicans is very different in El Paso, and I think largely because we have a major metropolitan area here of 2.8 million people where we've always lived together, Mexicans and the United States citizens together, and so we know how to get along with one another. We know how to create business relationships with one another. We have family across the border, and so I think, the situation we have here is very different from Arizona.
Bob Cook is president of the El Paso Regional Economic Development Corporation. You know, Dr. Norma Mendoza, one of the things that's frustrating is here's Bob Cook describing this longstanding generational tradition of coexistence between Mexican-Americans, Americans, and Mexicans in a thriving, as he says, safe city of El Paso. How come that lesson doesn't get portrayed with a higher profile in the U.S. media? Is it the media's problem? Is it some sort of political problem inside El Paso and in Juarez? How come we don't hear more about that coexistence? Because it seems to me that's the seed for political change here, Professor Mendoza.
I'm not sure that it's the media's problem. I think we sort of like an undiscovered little nugget of good positive activity between the borders. I remember growing up and coming here to the U.S. shopping all the time, and I know that once I moved here, I was going to Juarez, to spend time with family and to spend money over there. And so the fact that there is this continuous movement of people and money and resources, we just take it for granted, and maybe, we've just been undiscovered. I think our local officials and certainly the organization that Bob represents as doing much to sort of promote El Paso, to attract business, to attract entrepreneurs and capital to this area. But it's growing fast, and it's just, I think it's a matter of time before people realize that we're a naturally occurring experiment that reflects communities all around the world, that, you know, that a border town of this size has been able to coexist for so long, and that has really been, we are inextricably linked economically, socially, and it's been peaceful, and we hope it will continue this way, and we hope that, you know, what President Obama has to say today will just enhance the quality of life for both sides, for both citizens in both areas.
It's professor at the University of Texas, El Paso, Norma Mendoza. So what are the limits and the flashpoints here, Bob Cook? Manufacturing plummeted in Juarez in 2009. El Paso had 5 murders last year, 3,000 in Juarez. How come there isn't more of a blending of these violent statistics and economic calamity?
Well, I would even say that even if you look at Juarez, the vast majority of the violence that's taking place there has been taking place with people who are within organized crime or somehow associated to organized crime. And the industrial areas of Juarez have actually been very, very safe. I mean, we've seen in the last 3 years, even with this increase in violence, that Juarez continues to lead Mexico in terms of new job creation. We've had, actually, since 2009, more than 28,000 new manufacturing jobs that have come to Juarez. Juarez is also leading every other major Mexican city, certainly on a per capita basis and many times on a volume basis, on new foreign direct investment, new industrial leasing and occupancy activity, and many other industrial measures. So the industrial community in Juarez has been somewhat insulated from what's been going on, and that's been a huge benefit to El Paso.
Well, we'll see if the president views his visit as a trip to a conflict zone or as a place of political entrepreneurship, as you describe, Bob Cook. He's the president of the El Paso Regional Economic Development Corporation. We also spoke with Dr. Norma Mendoza, marketing professor at the University of Texas, El Paso. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.